This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. La Nina is likely to return this fall. We'll have more from Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Justin Glisson, the state climatologist for Iowa, gave us an update on the return of the La Nina weather pattern, which is expected to happen this fall.
So in spring, we were in ENSO neutral conditions, meaning between El Nino and La Nina, or near normal sea surface temperatures in the Pacific. Why that's important, when you have a phase of El Nino or La Nina as a dominant climate driver for a season, that impacts where the jet streams and the storm track set up over the United States. So we're still looking at a La Nina watch, 66% chance of a La Nina forming in the September, October, November timeframe. Whereas we expected back in winter and early spring that La Nina would already be with us right now. Well, it's been a little slower in forming. And what that means is warmer sea surface temperatures in the Western Pacific, firing off more thunderstorms, and that behavior impacts the large-scale atmosphere across the mid-latitudes, including over the United States.
If that La Nina forms this fall, Glisson said to expect wetter weather conditions.
So when we look at the potential for a weak to moderate La Nina in fall, we definitely expect warmer temperatures, and we are seeing that in the outlooks for September, October, November. We've been all over the place on the precipitation side. If you go back to 1950 and look at all La Nina falls, we've actually been drier than normal. But if you look at the last 30 years of La Nina in fall, we've actually trended wetter.
Find the rest of this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.